CLV 5-6, Communicating About the Environment. Listening Skill Using Task, Understanding a Podcast About Climate Change.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tina's Talk Show, the show that gets us talking about the things that matter most. I'm Tina, and today we'll be talking about climate change with Dr. Scarlett Diaz. Dr. Diaz comes to us with 15 years of experience working for environmental groups. She is also a leading researcher on climate change and speaks about environmental topics across the country. Today, she's going to talk to us about climate change and give us some tips about what we can do to help the planet. Let's get started. Welcome to Tina's Talk Show, Dr. Diaz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tina. I'm really happy to be here. Talking about climate change is one of my passions.
That's great. So tell us more about climate change. What is it exactly?
A great question. Thanks for asking. Before we talk about climate change, let's talk about the difference between climate and weather. So the term climate refers to the usual weather of a place. It's what you can expect in each of the different seasons. We know that our summers here are hot and humid. The fall seasons are rainy and cool. Winter is snowy and cold. And spring, well, spring is rainy, cool, and warm.
Yeah, a real mixed bag of weather.
That's right. Okay, so we know what climate is. Now let's talk about climate change. Climate change is a change in the normal weather where you live. For example, maybe for the last few years, in April, we've seen a lot more rain or no rain at all. I remember when I was a kid, every winter we had snowbanks taller than my head. And now, we hardly have any snow at all.
A change in the climate, less snow.
That's right. We can talk about climate change in one particular town, for example, but we can also talk about climate change for the whole Earth. Have you heard about global warming?
Yeah, that's how the temperature on Earth is getting hotter, right?
Yes, that's right. Global warming occurs because of human activity. Most importantly, we know that burning fossil fuels, which are fuels like coal, natural gas, oil, you know, the resources we use to heat our house in the winter, use our gas stoves, drive our cars, and so on. We know that burning these fossil fuels is bad for the environment. Burning these gases causes the air to heat up. This can make the Earth warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen from statistics that over the last 70 years or so, the Earth's climate is warming. Since the 1950s, Canadian scientists and other scientists around the world have been measuring change in things like rainfall, snowfall, the temperature, and so on. On the Government of Canada's website on climate change, you will find that Canada's landmass has warmed by 1.6 degrees Celsius from 1948 to 2014. This increase in temperature is about twice the global average. And Canada's north, you know, the territories, has warmed even more than that. The north has warmed by 2.2 degrees Celsius.
Wow. I think that temperature increase could really affect a lot of things.
Absolutely. Using Canada as an example, as the country warms up, the ice in the ocean begins to melt, sea levels rise, and we have less snow and rain. This could cause us to have less water to drink and use. Furthermore, wildlife is changing across the country.
Yeah, this can be bad. I've never been up north, but I know that the polar bears have been affected by global warming. I've heard that it's harder for them to mate, and without mating, future generations of polar bears won't exist.
Yes, that's right. Wildlife can be greatly affected by climate change.
Okay, so we know that climate change is caused by some things that we do, like burning fossil fuels. What can we do to prevent this?
you know, I like my food warm, and I always prefer to drive rather than walk.
Don't we all? I know. It's really hard to think about how we can change things. There are a lot of little things we can do.
Like taking the bus, right?
Yes, absolutely. Taking public transit can reduce the amount of gas used. You can take the bus, ride a bike, or even walk more often.
Yes, I've also got a gas dryer. I guess I could hang my clothes to dry instead of using the dryer.
Excellent idea. There are many other things that we can do to reduce global warming. We can plant more trees. We can turn down the thermostat to lower our heating bills and reduce the use of energy.
For sure. I love sleeping when the house is cool. We always turn down the heat at night.
That's great. And we can also eat less beef. For example, maybe only eat meat on the weekends.
That's a good idea, too. We've been trying to eat more vegetarian meals. We have a meatless Monday in our house.
I like that. Meatless Mondays. We also know the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle. We can buy less, use things again before discarding them, and recycle whatever we can.
Uh-huh.
Another idea, Tina, is about showers. Are you like me? Do you love long, hot showers?
Yes, for sure. As far as I'm concerned, there is no better way to wake up in the morning.
Well, I'm sorry. I have some bad news for you. Another tip for reducing fossil fuel use is to use less hot water. You can try to shorten your showers, but you can also wash your clothes in cold water instead of hot water.
Oh, I like that idea better.
Me too. Maybe we can do both.
Well, thank you for sharing all these tips. These are definitely things I can do.